Are you starting a work from home wellness business, or are you interested in owning your own global wellness business? This is the podcast for you. Welcome to Global Wellness Entrepreneurs. Hi, I'm Heather Abbott, an integrative nutrition health coach and wellness entrepreneur with NeCan. Get ready for tips, tricks, hacks, motivation, and good old business strategies for keeping your business growing.
Okay. Hi, my name is Heather Abbott. I'm an integrative nutrition health coach, and with me is Dr. Karen Willens. I'll let Karen tell us a little bit more about herself in a minute. Welcome to the Global Wellness Entrepreneurs podcast. So, Karen, thank you for joining me today. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to share with you and everyone else who's listening. I appreciate that. I'll give you my personal background. I'm a single mom, three grown children, four and seven-eighths grandchildren, or seven-ninths grandchildren. There's one on the way. I'm a re my professional background, I'm a retired dental hygienist. I have a bachelor's degree in science, master's degree in education with a focus in communication skills, and a doctor of naturopathy degree. And I'm also certified as a facilitator for personal development, as a yoga teacher, and I'm certified to do emotional release work, which involves energies in the body. And that actually is something that I learned 36 years ago, how our emotions are connected with our physical health.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, and that would be a topic worth exploring probably later for sure. So you said 30 some odd years you've been instrumental in the wellness industry. When did you or what made you decide to incorporate Nikan into that practice?
It was actually for my own needs. I was very ill at the time, and I had a lot of problems with my spine, literally from head to the end of my spine, and a great deal of fatigue. I had a brain fog. All my muscles hurt terribly, and literally, I had a hard time functioning. And my sleep was very poor. And I, as a naturopath, I was doing workshops to further my education. And in these workshops, they were in-person workshops at the time, I had to sit for 3, 4 days at a time. And it was excruciating. It was really difficult and uncomfortable. And I went to a workshop. I actually had prayed for some relief for something that would help because nothing was helping. I drank water. I used nutritionals. I couldn't exercise because I was in so much discomfort. And I went to a class one day, and there was this woman sitting there on this cushion of some sort. And I asked her, I said, "What is that thing you're sitting on?" And it took a while before we got together. I mean, we're talking 2.5 months before we got together. And I started learning about the Niken products. I was described by her husband as being very fragile, and he was concerned about me. And over the course of the next several years, as I continued to use the technologies, I got better. What really convinced me to invest in them, because I had already invested in other things that didn't work, was this lady that I had met loaned me several of the products to use. And I was going on a 10-day journey across the state in which I live. I live in Wisconsin, and it's a 4-hour ride. And I got here on a Friday night, and my SI joint went out. And it was a, here it is Saturday morning, and I have no chiropractor. Well, I used these products, and on the way home 10 days later, I asked my fiance, did you notice a difference? I didn't. And he thought about it and he said, yes, I did. I said, what did you notice? He said, you weren't tossing and turning in your sleep as much. And I was just sleeping on a seat cushion, the same item that this lady had been sitting on when I met her. And I said, I don't think I want to give these products back. And there was actually a financial concern at the time. And I said, he said to me, where are we going to get the money for that? And I said, I don't know, but I don't want to give them back. So when I did return them, I ordered my own. And that's when I started little by little getting those energies into my body so that I was getting better a little bit at a time. And when I said 3 years later, okay, I had a goal for myself that my children who were unmarried at the time, I wanted to dance at their wedding. And I danced at the first one's wedding 3 years later. And when I danced at her wedding, I realized I was better.
Good. That's great. That's a great story. So would that be maybe your favorite Nika moment, or do you have another one?
Oh, I have so many. anyway, I decided to include that in my wellness practice because it made sense to me. Yeah. Okay. It made sense to me. I have two favorite Niken moments. One of them is each time I recommend a technology to a client, the results that they get are so amazing and they get better. And I love that. That's my job. And it's helping me do my job better. The other is a personal one. 3 years ago, actually, it starts about 6 years ago. I woke up one morning and said, I think I want to be a yoga teacher. Well, the funny thing was I didn't know yoga. And I was 66 years old at the time. And I still had challenges with my muscles and my joints. I'm going, okay, that was a little crazy, but I did it. It was just a gut feeling that I needed to do that. And so I did, and here I am in the class with 18 to 20-year-olds, and I became certified. And 3 years ago, we had a celebration, a Niken celebration, celebrating their 30th anniversary in San Diego. Yeah. And I traveled two-thirds of the way across our nation to get there, and my goal was to teach yoga on the beach at sunset during the last activity of the weekend, which I did. And I didn't realize it, but somebody had taken a picture of us doing one of the yoga stretches. And that's my favorite moment. And I revisit it every day because it's the screenshot on my phone.
Oh, that's great. That is really cool. That's a great story. So you got a lot of things going on. So if somebody was to ask you what you do, how could you cover that in 30 seconds or less?
In 30 seconds or less, what I do is I teach people, I educate people in how they can have more energy, more flexibility and mobility, how they can sleep better, how they can have more balanced nutrition, how they can have more peace of mind and balance in their life, and how to age gracefully and enjoy a better quality of life.
Nice.
Who do you know who would like to enjoy a better quality of life?
Or age gracefully. I mean, all that. That's
yes.
Great. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting. I have this question. We were talking before the interview about your social media. And I have the question, do you use social media to promote your business? And I know that that's getting ready to change for you. and you're kind of in a flux on that one. Any thoughts about social media or your experiences that might help somebody who's trying to integrate that into their business?
Yes. I liked LinkedIn particularly because it's a professional site and I'm a professional. As a dental hygienist, I was taught profession. I was taught professional. Okay. And I believe in upholding that with everything that I do, whether it's teaching, whether it's working with clients one-on-one, speaking, whatever it is, I want it to stay professional. And so I really like LinkedIn because of that. Facebook, for me, while it was a good way for me to disseminate information to people, I found that it was using up a lot of time and wasn't getting me where I wanted to be. And I'm in the process of investigating other ways. I do have a MailChimp newsletter that goes out twice a month, and it's based on my stories because I have lots of stories and my experiences. And so I do send that out twice a month.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I do a lot with MailChimp too. I find that pretty effective. Email marketing can be a great thing, but it's also just a great way to help educate, add some value to somebody's week, month, you know. So can you kind of give us an overview of your daily method of operation, your DMO?
My DMO, I have semi-organization. There are three things on my list, and I do this the night before, three things on my list that I have to get done. I have to accomplish the next day. That being said, I make sure those get done first. And it changes every day. It can be personal, it can be professional, it can be client-oriented. In the mornings when I wake up, I like to wake up slowly. So I breathe deeply and I meditate at the same time. And I connect with the universe, with God, whomever we want to, you know, call whatever being is out there. And then I will do some stretches and I will get myself up. I have a glass of lemon water and then I have two glasses of Pymag water and my nutritionals, my Kenzen Vital Balance, and 3 out of 4 mornings, I have something going on right after that on Zoom or on the phone. Yeah. So I jump into work and I am known to work in my PJs because it's like, I don't want to waste time getting myself together. I have already gotten myself together. So sometimes I will work in my PJs. By that time, be focused. So I can do phone calls on the mornings. I don't have the Zooms or the Zooms are later. I touch base with a client and or a colleague every day. And I make sure that happens. Even on weekends, it can happen. Mm-hmm. I actually have a weekly method of operation. I have wellness subscriptions or autoships, as they used to be called, for a number of clients, and I update them for them. So I will touch base with them at least once a month mm-hmm. and touch base with them on a personal level. Mm-hmm. And so I make sure I do that by the certain date that their wellness subscription is going to go out. And I have that arranged so that I know the order when the orders are scheduled to go out. So I keep it on the 7th, the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th of the month so that I know and I have a routine. And for me, that works out well because then I have a steady influx of income as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Very nice. When you touch base with your colleagues, is it mostly just a check-in, hey, how's it going? Or what's your objective there?
Both. mm-hmm. both the wellness okay. subscription and how are you doing? Because I will adjust their nutritionals based on how they're feeling.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. Okay. So what's next for your Neekin business? What's in the cards?
I am in expansion mode. I have set a goal to reach, Club Ki every quarter, which I'm right. on target to do, and to expand my team. I want an active working team. And so that's what I'm working on. And that is part of the step back that I have taken right now so that I can readjust what I'm doing to accommodate that.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds really good. So I really appreciate you joining me today.
Thank you for tuning in to the Global Wellness Entrepreneurs podcast. If you want more training, please visit ladiesleadingladies.net, and we'll see you on our next episode. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a comment.